If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, you will have seen over the weekend that there was an online battle, I should say, between Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi and the one and only Pastor Bushiri was in Malawi, right? So Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi went to Malawi to deliver a speech or a lecture. He spoke about Bushiri, and I think Bushiri did not take kindly to that.
Oh, okay.
So he then responded. Now, Dr. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi currently is a radio host, but you probably know him as a politician, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to speak about the idea of politicians shedding their public image, or rather just their political image, because you do get people who get involved in politics and then they move. Mm-hmm. Before I get into that, let me tell you a story. This weekend, I started watching a show. You know, I don't watch much TV, and I know this show is old, but I just saw it this weekend. Yellowstone, right?
Okay.
And Yellowstone is about a guy who owns a ranch. He's got sons, three sons, and one of them passes away. But his youngest son, his name is Kelsey, he grew up at the ranch. He's basically the guy that knows how everything works. He's of the people, right? He knows how to ferry the horses, knows how to handle cattle, served time in the army, a guy's guy. And at some point, his brother went to Harvard. So he's a Harvard graduate. And then his oldest brother was kind of like the mixture between the two. His oldest brother passes away. And his father asked him to go and run for a position in an office, which would make him the commissioner of the Cattle Ranchers Society. Kelsey turns around and he says, I'm not a politician, and so I don't want to do that. There are certain things that we look at as politics, right? But really what it is it could be something else. Mbuyiseni Ndlozi currently is not a politician, but he is a social activist. And he's using radio for social activism. That's why, for example, when he goes to Malawi and he's getting young people to see Bushiri for what he is, he's not politicking there. He's just opening people's eyes. And I suppose radio is a good way to get that platform and for him to get his voice amplified. Now, the question I want to ask you is, when you look at politicians who perhaps dabbled in politics in their past life and moved on, or people that did other things and then went into politics, just last week, people were speaking about how Herman Mashaba doesn't understand politics. Do you remember that discussion, Fundo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Your Uncle Herm.
Uncle Herm. And they're correct. Perhaps he doesn't understand the procedure of politics, but what he does in politics is effective nonetheless. So the question is, are you able to view people beyond politics, or are you able to view people before what it is that they did in politics? I don't know if you understand my question.
I get your question. And you know, the saddest thing about it is that you can decide that you want to rebrand and you can decide that you're moving on. But more often than not, people sometimes are the ones who hold you in the space that you used to occupy. So sometimes people will always just remember you for what you used to be, not necessarily what it is you are doing now. Especially, as you say, in light of what... I'll use the example, Yaka Ndlozi. You were an active politician and now you are a social activist. To some people, they cannot differentiate the two. You are still politicking in a way.
But now, is it not because of the social equity that you derive from whatever thing it is that we know you for? So, for example, radio people speak about Bushiri all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bushiri never takes exception to it. The only reason he took exception to Mbuyiseni Ndlozi is because he knows him as a politician. If it was any other person,
yeah,
why would he care?
True. I think also as an academic in this respect, because he was there addressing in Lilongwe, I think it was a lecture titled People Over Politics. So maybe he would have loved for an academic in that respect to confine himself to academics or be the politician that he is. But that was honestly ridiculous of him to say that Mbuyiseni is jealous, because the facts are he was smuggled out of the country straight after that bail application. He disappeared. So he is a fugitive of justice. I don't know where the jealousy or xenophobia could come from, because
That is his title right now. He's a fugitive of justice. He was smuggled. We don't know if it was through the president's aircraft, Lazarus Chiquera, or not, but those were the allegations at the time. But on the part of separating a speaker from their past life, I think context will always be important. The identity of the speaker will always be important. It's not just the message at any given point. So it matters that when you're speaking to Helen Zille, you know she was a journalist before, she's a politician now. It matters when you speak to a Herman Mashaba, like you say, businessman and then politician. So whenever you feel as though there's a level of inexperience when it comes to politics, you remember that this is not a career politician. So he's moved from business to that space. So you probably give him that little bit of grace or whatever the case may be. And including Buseni, it does matter that he does come from politics, similar to how it matters what Prince Mashele is when he speaks. He's a political analyst, but you also know that he wrote Herman Mashaba's book, or you know that JJ was to a certain extent in politics, even though he's a broadcaster. So it does matter. Your message must be taken into context as to who you were or are now.
Now, Saul,
yeah,
here's the thing, right? If people speak about our president currently, they usually refer to him as a business person and say he's not a politician.
Mm. Yes.
I could argue that a politician who has done other things is actually worth more in the eyes of people because their experience is more than just the ambit of politics. It's almost like, again, I'll use, I don't know, a motivational speaker, right? If you're a motivational speaker and you've done nothing in your life except just motivate people, then you come out and you present yourself to be this successful person, what are you?
Oh, Tim Big.
Exactly.
I knew that's where you guys were going.
Wow. No, but I'm just saying, right? Exactly the same thing. So if Cyril Ramaphosa can say, hey, personally, I've done business and he put me in this position, upper echelon, top 1%, in fact, 0.1% in the country. Then I got into politics. Surely you can view my political view slightly differently than somebody who's just always been in the ANC and that was it. Because that, you can argue he's not a politician, but he is the president of the country. He had to navigate politics to get there.
That's true. But you see, even Uncle Herm, it's similar, but for some reason, I then trust somebody like an Uncle Herm because I know what they stand for. So with on paper, Cyril should be the ideal guy. He's ran all these companies. He should be doing great. And he has no maybe greed for more money because a lot of career politicians, they give off the vibe that they're in it for the money. Mm. And Cyril should be trustworthy. But the problem is, I don't understand his politics. I didn't know exactly what did he want to achieve. Unlike Mbuseni, it's very difficult to separate the politician from what he is now because we know what he stands for and he still pushes it. And he doesn't feel like, or he seems like he doesn't need a political home to still push for a social change. We know where his heart is. Whereas with Cyril, I don't know that. If you ask me what Cyril's political ideology is, and I don't know it beyond what the ANC stands for and what their principles are. Him personally, I don't, and therefore I don't view him as a worthy politician.
So here's the question. Can a politician shed his or her political image? Or maybe let's ask this. If they started off somewhere else, can they fully integrate into politics and you view them as such? Give us a shout.
Mrs. Zwane, as simple as it is, once a leopard, always a leopard. I'm not going to change from being a politician to a radio host just like that. We'll view as a politician until.
I think sometimes where you have stayed the longest is where we associate you with, or what we associate you with. Sizwe, there are still people that think you're a DJ. Cyril Ramaphosa will always be a businessman to me. Tukulo Mabaleni will always be part of TKZ. Same as Mbuseni Zolzi. The first thing that comes to mind when you mention his name is he's a politician, even though he's now a, what do you call him, seasoned broadcaster or something like that. So I think it's where you stayed the most and what you get remembered for more than what you are currently doing.
I agree.
I know, Baba. I was uti. Sikubone ngenyindlela ubuka to be politician. Undlozi mina nje uhleze i politician. Futhi politics phela kusinto yenza uphinde uyeke futhi. Ubaba njengamanje unakaki 83 kodwa still deep in within politics. So nje politics is who you are and you can't rebrand after politics.
I don't believe that as a politician you need to hide. Look at Jesus Christ. They couldn't identify him because he was wearing like his disciples. So if you are a politician and you're hiding yourself, your identity, so that your people that you serve doesn't see you, which means you are a thief. Only the thief hide themselves. So I believe that those that are hiding, I agree also with the WhatsApp that said a leopard never changes spot. Once a nurse, always a nurse. Once a doctor, always a doctor. So why are they hiding? He's a businessman. They're always making people to be involved in accident by driving so fast. Who are they running away from? If they trust God, God is with them. God is protecting them. They must stop hiding themselves. We must see them face to face. Hi, yo.
Well, it's also because of human nature, right? Humans, by nature, are always looking for that more perfect individual. If you show humans that you too are capable of error, yes, they may relate to you, but they are unlikely to follow you, because then they just see you as one of them. In politics, it's almost like you need to be exalted in some way. They do this, for example, in the church as well. The pastors, that's just human nature. And I think good politicians understand that psychology.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.